You've heard how young Albert Ramsbottom in the zoo up at Blackpool one year with a stick with an horse's head handle gave a lion a poke in the ear. The name of the lion was Wallace. The poke in the ear made him wild, and before you could say, "Bob's your uncle," he'd up and he'd swallowed the child. He was sorry the moment he'd done it. With children he'd always been chums, and besides, he'd no teeth in his noddle, and he couldn't chew Albert on gums. He could feel the lad moving inside him as he lay on his bed of dried ferns, and it might have been little lad's birthday he wished him such happy returns. But Albert kept kicking and fighting till Wallace arose feeling bad and felt it were time that he started to stage a comeback for the lad. So with his head down in a corner, on his front paws he started to walk, and he coughed and he sneezed and he gargled till Albert shot out like a cork. Old Wallace felt better directly and his figure once more became lean. But the only difference with Albert was his face and his hands were quite clean. Meanwhile, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom had gone home to their tea feeling blue. Ma says, "I feel down in the mouth like." Pa says, "Aye, I bet Albert does too." Said Ma, "It just goes for to show you that the future is never revealed. If I thought we was going to lose him, I'd have not had his boots sold and healed." "Let's look on the bright side," said Father. "What can't be helped must be endured. Every cloud has a silvery lining, and we did have young Albert insured." A knock at the door came that moment, as Father these kind words did speak. 'Twas the man from Prudential. He'd called for their tuppence per person per week. When Father saw who had been knocking, he laughed and he kept laughing so that the young man said, "What's there to laugh at?" Pa says, "You're laughing all when you know." "Excuse him for laughing," said Mother, "but really things happen so strange. Our Albert's been et by a lion. You've got to pay us for a change." Said the young fella from the Prudential, "Now come, come, let's understand this. You don't mean to say that you've lost him?" Ma says, "Oh no, we know where he is." When the young man had heard all the details, a bag from his pocket he drew, and he paid them with interest and bonus the sum of £9.42. Pa had scarce got his hand on the money when a face at the window they see, and Mother says, "Eee, look, it's Albert." And Father says, "Aye, it would be." Young Albert came in all excited and started his story to give. And Pa says, "I'll never trust lions again, not as long as I live." The young fella from the Prudential to pick up the money began. And Father says, "Hey, just a moment. Don't be in a hurry, young man." Then giving young Albert a shilling, he said, "Pop off back to the zoo. Here's your stick with the horse's head handle. Go and see what the tigers can do."